Welcome to Geological Shop Talk. In this podcast, we bring you roughly 12 to 15 minutes of practical clinical methods, perspectives, and advice that has its work boots on. In the next few minutes, you'll get a clinical gem of practical material that you can begin to investigate the next time that you walk into clinic. Additionally, visit the show notes page for supporting materials from this week's guest on Shop Talk. All right, roll up your sleeves. Let's get to work.
Hi there, Michelle Grasick here, founder of Acupuncture Marketing School. Today we're going to talk about target market, your ideal patient avatar, and what on earth that means, and copywriting, and how they intersect to create great marketing. Now, target market gets a bad reputation. I've been teaching marketing to fellow acupuncturists for almost 9 years, and I know for sure that target market is an unsexy topic. A lot of people tell me that they feel like identifying their target market is a theoretical exercise only, that they have no idea how target market should actually be applied to their marketing. In other words, how is it practical? What should they do with that information? So today, let's talk about how these foundational concepts make your marketing both more effective and more efficient. So target market is, of course, as I'm sure you're familiar with, a big picture description of a group of people that you want to become your patients. And ideal patient avatar is a detailed, nitty-gritty description of a single individual who fits within your target market. And I'm going to call the ideal patient avatar the IPA from here on out, just to keep it short and sweet. So I recommend starting by defining your target market, the big picture, and then get more specific with your IPA. And generally, when you define your target market, it's pretty broad. Usually, people simply list a lot of demographic information. But to make your target market feel more like real people instead of just statistics, you can think about first defining the symptoms or conditions that you want to treat, and then ask yourself, what do people who have these symptoms have in common? What are their shared struggles or pain points, their shared goals and experiences or desired outcome? Okay, so that helps give a little life to your target market. Then the next step is to define your IPA, which again is that very specific description of a single person. And this is where the magic really comes in so that you can apply it to your marketing. Your IPA could be a real person, or it could be an imaginary person, or some combination of both. But of course, the goal here is that they are your ideal, the most perfect, compliant, wonderful patient that you can imagine for your practice. Maybe you have a real patient right now who is just delightful. You enjoy treating the symptoms that they come to see you for. They feel better on a regular basis. You enjoy them as a patient and as a person. They follow your advice, they never miss a treatment, et cetera, et cetera. In a nutshell, if you had 40 of this patient per week, a full schedule, you'd be thrilled. That's what we're going for in defining your IPA. Now, I often get the question, can I have more than one ideal patient avatar or more than one target market? Absolutely. And I think that in reality, most of us do. We usually have more than one group of people that we're targeting. That's normal. And there are ways to implement this effectively on your website and in your other marketing. But for the sake of today's conversation, especially if this is your first deep dive into these concepts, I recommend just starting out with one IPA, and then when you feel comfortable applying all of this to your marketing in a practical way, which we'll talk about in a second, then you can branch out and create others if you'd like. I wouldn't go crazy and create like six IPAs. It might make your marketing a little bit overwhelming, but two, I think, is totally reasonable. For today, we're just keeping it simple. Again, we want to get really detailed with your description of this imaginary or maybe partially imaginary person. And there's an important reason for this. So first, give your IPA a name and then think about questions like, what do they like to read? How do they spend their extra income? Do they have pets and what are their names? What charities do they support? How do they like to exercise? Do they like to spend time outdoors, et cetera, et cetera? The goal here is to make your IPA feel like a real person to you so that you can speak directly to them every time you're writing any kind of marketing. So let's say you're a fertility specialist and you're writing a section of your website explaining how many treatments are usually recommended for fertility. And imagine that your IPA, we'll call them Sam, is sitting in front of you in your office asking you this question in their voice. How many treatments do I need for fertility and why? And then answer the question as if you were speaking directly to Sam. And when you do this, you're going to come at it from the angle of helping Sam specifically understand why this number of treatments is important, why they should commit to it and prioritize acupuncture, and discussing the positive outcome or the goal that could result if they follow through with your treatment protocol. And when you write like this, answering questions or explaining things as if you're speaking directly to your IPA, that is compelling copywriting that gets the attention of not just Sam, but other people like Sam, other people who have the same questions, symptoms, doubts, and desired outcome from treatment with you. Once you know your IPA inside and out, attracting your ideal patients becomes a much more natural process. I mentioned copywriting at the start of this discussion because it's often the easiest place to start writing and answering questions with your IPA in mind. But of course, this concept can be applied to all parts of your marketing, including, for example, creating your brand or knowing what to share or create on social media. Simply apply the concept. When creating your branding, for example, think about what would appeal to your IPA, what colors, images, what kind of vibe, for lack of a better word, would really resonate with this person and draw them in. And when you're thinking about what kind of social media content to create, from what articles to share on your Facebook page or what reels to create for Instagram, ask yourself, what interests my IPA? What questions do they need answered? What doubts do they need removed to move them along that journey from being a follower to a patient? And how can I articulate that in a way that speaks directly to them? So at this point, when I teach this, there are usually a couple big questions that come up. So I want to touch on those quickly to dispel any fears that might hold you back from using this and really applying it in your marketing. And those two concerns are, one, what if I define my target market or IPA incorrectly so that it doesn't work when I apply it to my marketing? In other words, just what if I do this wrong? And two, will I be scaring some patients away if I make my marketing message too specific, if I niche down too much? So let's talk about both of these. If you're worried about applying your target market or IPA incorrectly and not getting the right results, I would say that there's really no wrong way to do this. Getting more specific with your marketing almost always makes it more effective. So doing target market and IPA worksheets or exercises and then implementing them is usually going to refine and improve your marketing compared to not doing it at all. In marketing, we always say, if you're trying to speak to everyone, you're not really speaking to anyone. In other words, a broad, watered-down message, trying to get the attention of your whole audience, usually grabs the attention of no one because nobody realizes that your message is for them. They're sort of unclear. They don't know if it applies to them. However, when you get a little bit specific and speak directly to your people, your message is going to be more compelling for those people. And yes, you are speaking to a smaller group, but a greater percentage of people in that group are likely to sit up and notice and take action, which in our case, taking an action would be something like making an appointment or emailing with questions. And I think the first time that everyone does these exercises, they feel a little clunky, and this is normal. This doesn't mean you did it wrong. I recommend repeating these exercises you know, defining your target market and your IPA once every 6 months to a year. And over time, both will become more and more clear to you. It will feel easier. Like anything, you just get better with practice. And I generally recommend thinking about marketing as an experiment. This takes a ton of pressure off of you to try and do it perfectly. Everything that we're doing in marketing is with the goal of collecting data so that we can do it better next time. A new marketing plan does not have to be perfect to get good results. And then the second concern, if you are worried that you're limiting yourself by niching down or getting too specific with your marketing message, while that makes sense theoretically, it's not what I've seen borne out in reality. So it's very likely that even if you get specific on your website, focusing on, for example, fertility or athletes, you're probably still going to see people from patient referrals who are not your IPA or not even within your target market. Let's say you decide to focus on athletes and orthopedic acupuncture. So you're focusing on the weekend warriors, helping people get healthy so they can participate in the sports that they love. And that's the focus of your landing page of your website, speaking to that person. And you help one of them heal his knee pain. And he has a friend who says to him, "I have digestive issues, and I read that acupuncture can help with that. What do you think?" Of course, your patient is going to say, "Yes, you should totally see my acupuncturist. They're amazing." So their friend is probably going to come see you, very likely, even if they land on your website homepage and it's all about recovering from injury so they can continue athletic passions. That friend is probably not going to abandon you when they see that because they have a referral from someone that they trust. And a referral from someone we trust is a very warm touch point. They're unlikely to try to search for someone who specializes in digestion because they would rather just see you. They have a connection to you through their friend. So you are still going to get plenty of people who decide to come see you for things outside of your target market, even if you niche down. So please don't worry about that too much, that it's going to reduce your number of patients who are actually interested in coming to see you. I think that's not what most people experience when they implement this. What they see instead is a higher rate of action taking, again, making an appointment or calling with questions from the people within their target market because your website is really grabbing their attention. They realize that you understand them. I hope that this was really helpful, not just for clarifying your target market and ideal patient avatar, but also helping you see that these concepts can have a big positive impact on your marketing, as well as how to apply them in a practical way. If you still need help with your target market and putting it into practice, I have an online course called Acupuncture Marketing School. I walk you through these concepts step by step. The ultimate goal, of course, is for you to get more patients, and we do that through creating a strong, clear brand and a marketing strategy tailored to your ideal patients. So if you didn't have much marketing education in acupuncture school or you just don't know where to start, this is a great choice. For Chiological listeners, I'm offering a discount code for $200 off. The code is Chiological200, and there will be a link in the show notes with the discount code if you'd like to take a look at Acupuncture Marketing School. It's been wonderful spending time with you today. Of course, if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email. I'm always happy to chat with you, Michelle at michellegrasek.com.